Lux presents Hollywood. Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Edwin, Kathy Beaumont, Jerry Colonna, and Sterling Holloway in Alice in Wonderland. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley. Christmas greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Now that all the presents are wrapped, the Christmas tree decorated, the stuffing made for the turkey, and you're all worn out, why don't you draw up a chair and let us tell both you and the children a story. A story you'll both enjoy, because it's the Lewis Carroll classic made into an enchanting picture by Walt Disney, Alice in Wonderland. And as our stars from the original cast, we have Kathy Beaumont playing Alice, Ed Wynn as the Mad Hatter, Jerry Colonna as the March Hare, and Sterling Holloway, of course, is the Cheshire Cat. You know, Hollywood has always been known as a wonderland, too, partly because of its glamorous actresses, beautiful women who protect the wonder of their skin's perfection with Lux Toilet Soap facials. We're proud to say that 9 out of 10 screen actresses are Lux girls. Now, here's Alice in Wonderland, starring Ed Wynn as the Mad Hatter, Kathy Beaumont as Alice, Jerry Colonna as the March Hare, and Sterling Holloway as the Cheshire Cat. One warm and quiet summer afternoon, a little girl named Alice was in her garden. Nearby, her older sister was reading a history lesson. But I'm afraid Alice wasn't paying much attention. As a matter of fact, Alice very quietly had wandered away and sat down under a tree. Alice, you see, much preferred talking to her cat than learning about history.
A world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Yes, to be sure. Nothing would be what it isn't, and contrarywise, what it is, it wouldn't be. Do you understand? Oh, thank you. Furthermore, in my world, you wouldn't say meow. You'd say, yes, Miss Alice. Oh, Dinah, you'd be just like people, and all the other animals, too. Why, in my world, cats and rabbits would reside in fancy little houses and be dressed in shoes and hats and trousers. Oh, you mean impossible?
Oh, no. Impassable.
Now, really?
Why don't you try the bottle on the table?
A bottle? Why, there is a bottle. And it says, drink me.
Well?
All right, I'll drink it. Tastes like cherry tart, and custard, and, oh, my goodness, like roast turkey.
How do you feel?
How do I... Oh, what's happening to me? I'm getting smaller. I'm shrinking. I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
One more swallow and you'd have gone out like a candle.
Oh, but I'm just the right size now. I can go through the door and...
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm locked.
Oh, no.
You do have the key, I presume.
What key?
Now, don't tell me you left it up there on the table.
Oh, but what will I do? I'm so small now, I couldn't possibly reach the table.
Well, then, try the box.
Box? What box?
I must say, you are helpless. Turn around. There. You see? Well, open it.
Why, there's a cookie in it. It says, eat me. Oh, very well. I'll eat it.
Oh, I can't wait till you do.
Goodness knows what will happen this time. I'll probably... Oh, I'm growing up again. I'm growing taller. Oh, that's enough. Stop! Oh, stop! Oh, my head.
Here now, here. Ooh. You've cracked our ceiling.
My poor head. Oh, and just look at me.
Large? John Cho.
Well, I don't think it's a bit funny.
Yeah, now. But no blabbering, please.
What happened?
Why, they got ready for lunch.
the time has come, me little friends, to talk of food and things. Of peppercorns and mustard seed and other seasonings. We mix them all together in a sauce that's fit for kings. Ha-ha! Jaloo-jale, we'll eat today like cabbages and kings.
I weep for you. Oh, excuse me. I deeply sympathize. For I've enjoyed your company. Oh, much, much more than you realize.
Little oysters. But answers there came none. And this was scarcely odd because...
Oh, that was a very sad story.
And there's a moral to it.
Oh, a very good moral, if you happen to be an oyster. Well, it's been a very nice visit, gentlemen.
Another recitation.
I'm sorry, but I...
We shall now recite Father William.
But really, I...
First. You are old Father William, the old man said, and your hair has become very white.
What's that? Mr. Rabbit, wait. Oh, please wait for me.
Quiet, Rose. Out she goes. Out at once.
Out, get out.
that does it. Dogwood, tiger lily, snapdragon, get rid of them at once.
Someday someone's going to teach you manners. Flowers can't even be friendly. Goodness knows what I'll...
Oh, sensible people do not talk to themselves. Well?
A caterpillar sitting on a mushroom and smoking a pipe.
Well, there is nothing remarkable in that. A caterpillar often relax on mushrooms. Who are you?
Why, I hardly know, sir. I've seen so many times lately, you see, and
I do not see...
Why, how clever.
What is clever?
Why, you are. You just said, I do not see, and you blew smoke in a perfect letter C.
I will now blow the vowels. A, E, I, O, U.
Oh, what a talented gentleman.
Kindly explain yourself.
Well, I'm afraid I can't explain myself, because I'm not myself, you know.
I do not know.
Well, I can't put it any more clearly, for it isn't clear to me.
You?
Oh, you did it again. The letter U.
Who are you?
Oh, dear. Everything is so confusing. I can't remember things as I used to, and I...
Oh, recite.
Recite? Oh, very well, if you insist. Oh, yes. How just a little busy bee improve its shining hour.
Stop. Well, that is not spoken correctly. It goes thusly. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spread his claws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws.
Well, I must say I never heard it that way before.
I know. I have improved it.
Oh, well, if you ask me...
You? Who are you?
And I don't think it's very polite to keep blowing smoke in my face. Good day.
Come back. I have something important to say.
Oh, very well. What is it?
Keep your temper.
Is that all?
No. Executively, what is your problem?
Well, it's executive. Well, it's precisely this. I should like to be a little larger, sir.
Why?
Well, after all... 3 inches is such a wretched height, and
I am exactly 3 inches high, and it is a very good height indeed.
But I'm not used to it, and you needn't shout.
I can advise you further.
Well?
Eat the mushroom.
But I'm not hungry.
Nevertheless, eat the mushroom. One side will make you grow tall, the other side will make you grow small.
Oh, thank you, sir, thank you. Oh, at last I can... Oh, but which side is which?
That is your problem.
One side will make me grow, and the other side will make me... Oh, well, after all that's happened, I just don't care. I'll just eat it and await development. Oh, I'm growing tall. How wonderful. 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet. Oh, I'd like to stop right here, please. 5 feet. 6 feet? Oh, no, no. 8 feet? 10 feet? Oh, help, help. Oh, I'm a giant again. Oh, no, no. Help!
We'll return with Act Two of Alice in Wonderland after a brief visit with Libby Collins and her Lux Movie News of the Week. Libby always has a tough picture to tell us about.
This one certainly is, John. The play won the Pulitzer Prize and Drama Critics Award. And the picture is certain to be a top contender for the Academy Award.
You must mean Stanley Kramer's production of Death of the Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting really rave reviews.
Frederick Marsh as the troubled salesman is worth going miles to see. He really makes you feel that man's despair. You'll come away feeling your own troubles are pretty small.
That's an extra reason for seeing Death of a Salesman. And Mildred Dunnock plays the wife, doesn't she? The role she created on the stage.
And she's superb. There's a promising young actress, too, Elizabeth Fraser.
Yes, indeed. That's the lovely little Lux girl we had on our program last week.
The lovely little Lux girl, John. All Hollywood Lux girls are lovely.
You're telling me, Libby? I'm a man. I can spot a Lux lovely complexion anywhere.
But when you say beauty care in Hollywood, it means Lux. 9 out of 10 screen stars depend on gentle Lux toilet soap facials to protect their precious complexion.
And they're equally enthusiastic about the big bath size Lux for a really luxurious beauty bath. The creamy lather is so abundant, even in hard as water. Lux lather is active, too. Makes skin softer, smoother. Lux lovely all over.
The perfume's delightful, too, John. I find it really clings and makes me sure of skin that's sweet.
Yes, Libby, I know you'll agree with this suggestion to the thrifty shoppers. Tomorrow, get Lux toilet soap in the big bath size. There's extra luxury, extra economy in this handsome, larger cake. You'll find Lux makes your daily bath a real beauty bath.
Right now, John, in the holiday season, with evening dresses making lovely shoulders so important, this is the time that every girl should find out how smooth, how luscious her skin will be after Lux Beauty Bath.
Yes, try Lux Toilet Soap now. You're sure to be Lux lovely all over. Remember, 9 out of 10 screen stars use Lux Toilet Soap. Now, Mr. William Keeley, our producer. Act 2 of Alice in Wonderland, starring Ed Wynn as the Mad Hatter, Kathy Beaumont as Alice, Jerry Colonna as the March Hare, and Sterling Holloway as the Cheshire Cat. Much of the mushroom. In 5 seconds, she was 20 feet tall. In 10 seconds, a rather nearsighted crow started building a nest in her hair. But in 20 seconds, thank goodness, Alice remembered the other side of the mushroom, and in less time than it takes me to say all this, Alice was once again her normal size.
Oh, well, this is much better. Now, let's see, where was I? Oh, yes, the white rabbit. Now, which way did he go? To the left or to the right? Or did he just... Now, who in the world is... Why is coming from us in that time?
Cause Brillig and the slidey toad did the gyre and dimbell in the wave. All mimsy were the borogold and the mome rat outgrabe.
What? Why, it's a cat.
A Cheshire.
But you keep disappearing. You go on and off again like a light. Oh, please.
Now you see me, now you don't. Puzzling, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. But if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you which way I ought to go.
Well, that depends on where you want to go to, doesn't it? That's logic.
Oh, it really doesn't matter. As long as I... Oh, now you're doing it again. Must you jump around so fast and disappear and reappear and...
You know, if you'd really like to know, he went that way.
Who did?
The white rabbit.
Oh, he did?
He did what?
Went that way.
Who did?
The white rabbit.
What rabbit?
But didn't you just say? I mean, well, you just said...
Oh, well, forget it. Can you stand on your head?
Oh!
T'was... However... If I were looking for a white rabbit, which I very rarely do, my favorite colors being plum, puce, heliotrope, and livid. However, if I were, I would ask the Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter?
Or if you'd rather, there's the March Hare. Of course, he's mad, too.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't possibly help that. Most everyone's mad here. It was brilliant. I'm not quite all there myself. It was brilliant.
Goodness. Oh, well, if I ever want to find the white rabbit, I'll just have to see the March Hare.
A very merry and bright day to us.
How very curious. More singing. Why, it's coming from over there.
A very merry and bright
day. A cottage under the tree. And a tea party. Someone's having a tea party.
Oh, a very merry and bright day to us. To us. A very merry and bright day to us.
To us. What a lovely song. And what splendid voices. Do you mind if I sit down?
No room. That's right, no room. Sorry, I'll fill that.
But there must be at least a dozen empty places.
Ah, but it's very rude to sit down without being invited.
Oh, it's very, very rude indeed.
very rude indeed.
But where did he come from?
The teapot, naturally. Where else would a dormouse come from?
Well, I don't mean to be rude, and I did enjoy your singing, and I wondered if you could tell me...
You enjoyed our singing?
Oh, what a delightful child. You must have a cup of tea.
Oh, yes, indeed. You must have a cup of tea.
I'm awfully sorry if I interrupted your birthday party.
Birthday? But... My dear child, this is not a birthday party.
What a peculiar little girl.
Why, this is a nun's birthday party.
On a birthday?
It's very simple. Now, 30 days after September... Not birthday. If you have a birthday, then you... She doesn't even know what an aunt birthday is.
How silly. We shall now elucidate. Our statistics prove that you've one birthday.
Imagine just one birthday every year.
But there are 364 unbirthdays.
Precisely why we're gathered here to cheer.
And today is my birthday, too.
It is?
Oh, what a small world.
In that case...
A very merry birthday...
To me?
To you. A very merry birthday... To you.
I recite.
Yes, the dormouse will now recite. Now, my dear, you are seeking information of some kind?
Oh, yes. You see, I'm looking for a...
Click up. Everybody move down one chair. Move down. Click up.
But
move
I haven't
down.
Used this cup.
Pink up.
Would you care for a little more tea, young lady?
Well, I haven't had any yet, so I can't very well take more.
You mean you can't very well take less?
Less, yes. You can always take more than nothing. And now, my dear, something seems to be troubling you. Won't you tell us all about it?
Yes, start at the beginning.
Oh, yes. And when you come to the end, stop.
Well, it all started while I was sitting under a tree in the garden with Dinah.
Fascinating. Who's Dinah?
Why, Dinah's my cat. You see, she's...
Cat! Cat!
The dormouse!
Have him! Catch him!
Oh, my goodness! Help! Catch the dormouse!
It's the jam!
The jam?
Back in the teapot, Dormouse.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Those are the things that upset me.
You're pouring tea all over your head.
Nerve tonic.
Oh.
See all the trouble you've started?
But really, I didn't think that...
Ah, that's just the point. If one doesn't think, one shouldn't talk.
Think up. Move down.
But I still
haven't
you...
Move down.
And now, my dear, as you were saying...
Oh, yes. I was sitting under a tree in the garden with... You know who?
I do.
Tea, anyone?
Tea? Oh, just a half cup, if you don't mind.
There you are. Exactly half a cup.
Oh, thank you so much. My dear, don't you care for tea?
Yes, I'm very fond of tea.
If you
but...
don't care for tea, you could at least make polite conversation.
Well, I've been trying to ask
you... Steady, child, steady.
Now, let's not get excited, my goodness.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I just haven't the time.
The time? The time? Who's got the time?
No, 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 no time, no time. Hello, goodbye, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late.
The White Rabbit.
Oh, I'm so late, I'm so very late.
Well, no wonder you're late. Let me look at your watch, will you? Uh-huh. Exactly as I thought. This watch is exactly 2 days slow.
2 days slow?
Of course you're late. My goodness, we'll have to look into this.
Well, no wonder why this watch is full of wheels.
Oh, my pretty watch. Oh, my wheels and springs. Oh, but
butter, of course. It needs some butter.
But butter?
Ah, here we are. Now then, you will observe that by buttering the watch, figuratively.
Oh, no, no, you'll get crumbs in it.
Tea, anyone?
Tea? I never thought of tea. But of course.
No, no, my watch, not tea.
Sugar?
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Blackberry jam?
Jam, I forgot all about the jam.
Oh, no, not jam, not jam.
Mustard?
Mustard? Mustard? Don't let's get silly, will you? Now, a slice of lemon and a few squates in the main spring. Well, that should do it. Your watch, sir. Here it is. Good as new.
Oh, you've ruined it. My watch. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. The minute hand's going in one direction.
Wonderful.
But the hour hand's going in the other direction.
It is.
Stand back. It's going mad. Mad watch. Mad watch.
I can't understand it. I use only the best butter, you know.
Only one way to stop a mad watch. Sledgehammer!
Sledgehammer! That's it. I just happen to have one in my best pocket. Stand
back! Stand back, everyone!
Oh, my watch!
Yours? It was.
Yes, and it was an unbirthday present, too.
Oh, well, in that case, a very merry unbirthday to us, to us. A very merry unbirthday to us, to us.
Where am I? I don't remember coming this way. And yet I must have come this way. There wasn't any other path. And I... Oh, I'm lost. And it's getting dark. And I can't find the way. Now I'll have to stay here forever and ever. And I... Oh! It's you.
Whom did you expect? The White Rabbit, perchance?
Oh, no, no. I'm through chasing rabbits. I want to go home. But I can't find my way.
Oh, natural. That's because you have no way. Always here, you see, are the queens.
The queen?
Oh, yeah. She'll be mad about you.
Please, how can I find the queen?
Well, some go this way, and some go that way. But as for me, myself, personally, I prefer the shortcut.
But what shortcut? Why, there's a gate.
Oh, I'm a very efficient cat.
But it's barred. The gate's barred.
Is it? Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Oh, go on, then. Go on. What's a wonderful experience.
Oh.
If you can survive it.
To survive it?
Yeah. There are those who wish they never even saw the queen. Oh, it was really poor thing.
Oh, no, no. Don't go. Oh, wait, Cheshire Cat. Oh, please wait.
This way to the Queen. This way to Her Majesty, the Queen.
In just a few moments, we'll bring you Act 3 of Alice in Wonderland. Tonight, my guest is a voice. A sweet voice that provoked laughter and tears the world over. For it belongs to that tiny fairy princess, Snow White. In her private life, she's a Lux girl, Miss Adriana Casalotti.
No, Mr. Keeley. No White and the Seven Dwarfs is coming back to the screen.
I'll be first in line to see Walt Disney's version of that beloved tale when it's re-released next February. I want to hear you sing Hi-Ho, Whistle While You Work.
Thank you. You know the song that goes, I'm wishing for the one I love.
Indeed I do.
Well, I have new words for that tonight, Mr. Keeley. Really good advice to girls. Listen. She looks lovely for the one you love.
Well, that's sweet of you, Adriana. Certainly, when you go on your personal appearance tour again with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, your audience will see a beautiful example of a luxe lovely complexion.
Well, with Snow White's lovely beauty to live up to, I like to do the most for my own looks. And that surely means luxe beauty care.
One thing you and so many lovely screen stars agree on, Adriana, Lux Toilet Soap is the finest complexion care there is.
That's right, Mr. Kennedy. There's nothing like Lux Soap facials to make skin softer, smoother, and really lovely.
It's the Lux Active Lather that works such wonders.
And so quickly. Why, for my daily Lux facials, I simply cream the rich Active Lather well in. It cleanses gently but thoroughly. And after a warm rinse and a cold splash, I find that right away, that very minute, my skin feels so smooth and looks so wonderfully fresh.
Quick new beauty. That's why you and lovely women everywhere are devoted to Lux Toilet Soap.
Exactly, Mr. Kennedy. I'm glad to be here tonight to urge more girls to discover that it's really easy to be Lux lovely.
Thank you, Adriana. More girls every day are discovering that Lux Soap Care is a sure way to lovelier complexion beauty. Try Lux now. You'll see you can be Lux lovely. You'll see why 9 out of 10 screen stars use fragrant white Lux toilet soap. We pause now for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network. Rises on Act 3 of Alice in Wonderland, starring Ed Wynn as the Mad Hatter, Kathy Beaumont as Alice, Jerry Colonna as the March Hare, and Sterling Holloway as the Cheshire Cat. Found herself in the most amazing place, the Queen's Garden. And what is still more amazing, everyone present appears to have just stepped out of a deck of cards. There are spades, clubs, diamonds, and hearts. And now, announcing the arrival of the Queen is none other than the White Rabbit.
Imperial Your Highness, Great, Excellency, Royal Majesty, the Queen of Hearts. And the king.
Goodness, what a grumpy looking queen.
Didn't my gracious majesty hear a voice?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean
Why,
to disturb.
It's a little girl.
Yes, and I was hoping
Look
that...
Look up, speak nicely, and don't twiddle your thumbs. Turn out your toes. Good thing. Open your mouth a little wider, and always say, yes. Your Majesty.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will now pat you on the head. Now, where do you come from and where are you going?
Well, I'm trying to find my way home.
Your way? Always here on my way.
Yes, Your Majesty. But I was only going to ask
I'll ask the question. Do you play croquet?
Croquet? Why, yes, Your Majesty.
Then let the game begin. To your places by order of the Queen of Hearts.
So wicked. Bring out the royal ballot. Bring out the royal hedgehog.
Sylvie, why did you say Plainfield?
Because I do play. And if you don't mind, White Rabbit, what are those soldiers doing?
Bending over, of course. You do need wickets, you know.
Soldiers? For wickets?
Oh, dear, I don't believe you know the game at all.
I'm beginning to wonder myself. But what are those flamingos for? And the hedgehog?
Flamingos? Why, they're the royal mallet, to be sure. And the hedgehog's the ball. He rolls up in the ball. Oh, my ears and nose, you're not very bright.
She plays croquet by hitting a hedgehog with a flamingo?
Silence! All ready, my dear. I, of course, will go first.
Yes, Your Majesty.
The mallet.
Right here, Your Majesty.
Where's the ball?
I'm ready, Your Majesty.
Roll up, hedgehog. Remember your instructions.
Whack me, Majesty.
One, two, three!
Silliest thing I ever saw. The hedgehog is deliberately running through the wicket.
He's no fool.
Thank you, thank you. Rather a good one, if I say so myself. You're next, my dear.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Here, you may use the royal mallet.
Thank you. One, two, three.
She missed the ball.
Deliberately turned his head.
Really? That's the flimsiest excuse I ever heard.
Oh, hello, Alice. How are you getting on?
Oh, hello, Cheshire Cat. I'm not getting on at all.
Whom are you talking to?
Oh, a cat, Your Majesty.
A cat? Where?
There. Oh, no, he's doing it again. On and off and on and off.
I warn you, child. If I lose my temper, you'll lose your head. I shall now continue our game.
You know, Alice, we could make her really angry. Shall we try?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, but it's loads of fun.
No, no, stop.
Look, she's bending over to hit the ball. Now, just when she's going to hit it, I think I shall jump on her butt.
Oh, no, no. Stop, stop.
One, two, three.
My friend,
pick her up. Pick up the queen. Someone take the roll for this. Yours. Off with the head.
Oh, but consider, my dear. Couldn't she have a trial? First.
Trial?
Well, just a little trial.
Oh, very well, then. Let the trial begin.
My trumpet. Your gracious majesty, members of the jury, loyal subjects, and the king. The prisoner at the bar is charged with enticing her majesty, the queen of hearts, into a game of croquet, thereby...
But that isn't so!
Thereby, willfully and with malice aforethought, teasing, tormenting, and otherwise annoying our gentle and beloved...
No, never mind all that. Get to the part where I lose my temper.
Thereby causing the queen to lose her temper.
Now, are you ready for your sentence?
Sentence? But there must be a verdict first.
Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
Oh, but that just isn't the way.
Always?
Always, Your Majesty.
Yes, my child. Off with the head.
But consider, my dear.
Huh?
We've called no witnesses. Couldn't we hear maybe one or two? Maybe.
Oh, very well, but get on with it. The herald will call the first witness.
Your Majesties, march here.
Anyone care for tea?
What do you know about this unfortunate affair?
Oh, you've come to the right witness. Nothing.
Oh, that's very important. Jury, write that down.
But, Your Majesty, important means...
Silence! Call the next witness.
The dormouse.
What have you to say about this?
Michael, let us back. How I want
it. That's the most important piece of evidence we've heard. Write that down.
Twinkle, twinkle. What next?
The mad
hatty. Move down.
Off with your hat.
Oh, my.
And where were you when this horrible crime was
permitted.
Oh, I was home. Was sipping tea. Today, you know, is my unbirthday.
Why, my dear, today is your unbirthday, too.
It is.
It is.
A very merry unbirthday.
To me?
To you.
A very merry unbirthday to you.
And now, my dear, you may blow out the candles and make your wish.
Oh.
Where?
Your Majesty, look, he's back again.
What?
Who? The Cheshire Cat.
Cat!
There he goes! Oh, this is terrible! Help, after him, stop the door now!
Get the jam!
Oh, it was such a jam! Give me the jam!
The jam, by order of the king!
That very jam, Your Majesty.
Here, give it to me.
No, give it to me.
I've never seen you more lovely, my dear.
Somebody's head is going to roll for this.
Just a minute. I've still got it. The mushroom.
The what room?
The mushroom in the pocket of my pinafore.
Off with our heads!
Ah, you're too late. I'm eating the mushroom. Just watch me, everybody. Just watch me.
Oh, my goodness. How you've grown, child.
Call the guards. Call the guards.
Oh, Pooh, I'm not afraid of you. Why, you're nothing but a pack of cards.
All persons more than a mile high must leave the court immediately.
I am not a mile high, and I'm not leaving.
Sorry, rule 42, you know.
And as for you...
Yes?
Why, you're not a queen. You're just a fat, pompous, bad-tempered old tyrant. And what's more... Oh, my goodness, what's happening? I'm going smaller again.
Yes.
Smaller and...
Now, what was that you said, my dear? You simply said that you're a fat, pompous, bad-tempered old tyrant.
Off with our heads!
You'll have to catch me first.
Stop at once. Oh, she must have run away. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
The king's dead.
Tea, anyone?
Little girl, but you cannot leave without having a cup of tea.
Off with our heads!
Oh, please, cup, move down. Please, cup, move down.
Away. Help! Help!
Alice, will you please wake up? Alice!
They're all after me. The Queen of Hearts and the gods and the Mad Hatter and the... Why, I'm in my own garden. I'm home.
Really, dear, I do wish you'd pay a little attention. Falling asleep while I'm trying to help you with your lesson.
I was asleep?
Now, let me hear you recite.
Yes, sister, of course. Doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, but you see, the caterpillar said...
Caterpillar? Oh, for goodness sake. Well, come along, dear. It's time for tea anyway.
But we won't open the pot, will we? We won't take the lid off the pot.
Why should we want to do that?
Well, you see, the dormouse might...
The what?
You know... I believe it was all just a dream.
Isn't she silly? Imagine that. Yeah, it was only just a... Hey, you know, folks, I think somebody's crazy around here.
To meet our stars in person, and Mr. Keeley will tell you about next week's show. But first, here's a beauty tip from Yvonne DiCarlo, that lovely dancer who's a beauty, but definitely a beauty. Yvonne says, after a day's dancing before the camera, I really look forward to my Lux soap bath. It's so refreshing, the quickest beauty pickup I know. Why don't you take Yvonne DiCarlo's advice? Try the big bath-size Lux toilet soap and make your daily bath a real beauty bath. Lux Lather is active, rich and creamy, even in hardest water. So gentle, it leaves your skin really smoother, lovelier. and the delicate Luxo perfume clings for so long, makes you sure of skin that's fresh. Lux Lovely all over. Tomorrow, get this famous beauty soap in the big bath-size cake. You'll quickly discover why 9 out of 10 screen stars are lovely Lux girls. Now, here's Mr. Keeley with our stars. And here they are stepping out of those wonderful characters to take a special bow. Ed Wynn, Kathy Beaumont, Jerry Colonna, and Sterling Holloway. Ed, you must have felt right at home in the part of the Mad Hatter.
Yes, this must be one of the few performances Ed ever gave where he wasn't always changing hats.
Well, Jerry, originally I wanted to do my version of Alice in Wonderland.
Your version, Mr. Wynn?
Yes, Kathy, mine's an opera. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, dear, no.
No, we'd love to hear about your opera, Ed. Go ahead.
And don't forget that I sing, too. That was a brillig, and the slidey toes, that did the gyre and gimbel in the...
No. My opera would be in English, you know.
Well, then how about me? I love Lux, and I want to live.
Sounds like another unbirthday party.
Yes, most everyone is mad here.
Say, Cat, why don't you disappear once and for all? Eat some vanishing cream or something, you know.
Oh, not vanishing cream, Mr. Wynn. Lux toilet soap. That's the thing to use.
At last, someone has said something sane.
Yes. My mother always uses Lux soap for her complexion, and I'm already a Lux girl.
Yes, I wash my mustache, and Lux can't do a thing with it.
Now, about my opera. You know, the first scene is on an island in the South Seas, and there's this beautiful native girl.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Ed. That's our show for next week.
Well, that's where I heard it, huh?
Yes, on New Year's Eve, we're going to bring you an unforgettable love story. It's 20th Century Fox's recent hit, Bird of Paradise, with three of the most promising young stars in Hollywood in their original roles. Louis Jourdan, Deborah Padgett, and Jeff Chandler.
Oh, that's a wonderful show, Mr. Keeley. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, and a very Merry Christmas. Did you ask Santa Claus for the sheerest, most glamorous nylons in the world? Here's hoping you get them. And to make sure you enjoy them twice as long, wash them after each wearing with gentle Lux flakes. Scientific strain tests prove the Lux way doubles the life of nylon. That's why over 90% of the makers of stockings recommend Lux. New Lux with color freshener keeps delicate stocking colors clearer and fresher, too. No wonder famous Hollywood stars insist on Lux for their own precious nylon. Keep a big box of new Lux flakes handy wherever you wash your stockings and nice things to give all your washables that nicest new Lux look. Once again, Christmas is here. And for one day, at least, we will all share the everlasting dream of peace on earth, goodwill to men. We know now that there can never be peace on this earth until all men are of goodwill towards one another. We have need for human kindness that will be as everlasting as the spirit born on that Christmas day 2,000 years ago. On behalf of the Lever Brothers Company and those of us in the Lux Radio Theater, may I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. We invite you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Louis Jourdan, Deborah Padgett, and Jeff Chandler in Bird of Paradise. This is William Keeley saying goodnight and wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, by following a few simple rules of safety, almost all the fires that destroy thousands of homes could be prevented. 90% of fires in the home start through carelessness. Remember, every 20 seconds there is a fire, killing 11,000 annually. So don't gamble with fire. The odds are against you. Heard in our cast tonight were Bill Thompson as the White Rabbit, Gail Gordon as the Caterpillar, Verna Felton as the Queen of Hearts, Joe Kearns as the Doorknob, and Jack Crucian, Gil Stratton, Doris Lloyd, Norma Varden, Jonathan Hole, Margie List, Marion Richmond, Leon Ledoux, Eddie Marr, and David Light. Our play was adapted by S.H. Barnett, and our music was directed by Rudy Schrager. This is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to join us again next Monday night to hear Bird of Paradise, starring Louis Jourdan, Deborah Padgett, and Jeff Chandler. This is the CBS Radio Network.